So infectious disease physicians are often among the first to see emerging infections, but they need to know who to call at the health department when they see clinical cases that may have public health importance. Health departments and state EPIs need to know how to communicate with the ID docs to communicate questions or if they have concerns or if you want to share information with them. IDSA and CDC have a network of about 1,500 ID physicians around the U.S. called the Emerging Infections Network. So this is a survey that we did of this network about communication between public health and EIN physicians. The idea for this actually came about in the aftermath of the Ebola response, and we were looking at ways to improve those types of communications. So let's see. This is just a map of the EIN physicians around the U.S. And the full results from this survey should be out in public health reports next month, but for the purpose of this presentation, I'm looking at three things. First is communication between the infectious disease docs and health departments, state EPIs, an asset or a liability in terms of preparing for emerging infectious threats. Should health departments adopt some newer technologies like smartphone apps to communicate with the ID docs? And what are other ways that health departments can improve communications with infectious disease community? So we did a 13-question survey, primarily quantitative, but there were some opportunities where they could write in responses. And this survey was developed by the EIN staff with input from CDC, CSTE, Marcy Layton was our CSTE rep, and ASTO. And we sent this to the EIN network about a year ago. And so the response rate, it was about half the physicians responded. That's a little bit low, but that's typically what we get with these types of surveys. And 91% said they knew how to reach the health department directly for an urgent issue. 87% had contacted their state or local health department within the past 2 years, and 71% had been contacted by their health department in that same period. And the overall satisfaction with communication with the health department, only 6% rated this communication as poor. And so most of them, they had a good relationship with the health department. 47% modified their practice in some way after getting input or communicating with the health department. In terms of, you know, should we adopt newer technologies, there was a mixed response in terms of social media and smartphone apps. Interestingly, those wanting a smartphone app differed from those who did not in terms of years of ID experience, which we thought might be a proxy for age. So those with more ID experience or the older were not as interested in an app. Those with less experience or younger were more interested in that possibility. Open-ended questions, they said that they wanted a health department contact that they knew and could connect with directly. Having to go through an answering service was a disincentive. So in other words, they wanted a bat phone with somebody that they could call right away. Unfortunately, we weren't able to determine whether they thought of themselves as Batman or whether they thought of the health department as Batman. In terms of staffing, you know, it may not be possible to have the person that they know on call 24/7. So we look into some of those limitations in the paper, but we also looked at some ways to build relationships with the health department. And one of the things that they mentioned was a good way of building trust is collaborating during outbreak preparedness and response. Ebola response was actually a catalyst for developing some of that trust and some of those connections. They also mentioned the health department providing updates at division meetings, joint journal clubs, presentations to explain the local EPI and disease surveillance, and even the structure and the way that the health department works. So the conclusion, strong working relationships between infectious disease and the health departments are an asset in preparing for emerging infectious threats, at least in this particular sample. The newer technologies may not yet be the best way to communicate, especially with middle-aged or older physicians, but this is looks like it's changing over time, so it'd be good to continue to develop this area. And it's important to remember that relationships are important, not just technology, so looking for ways to build trust and work together so that you know people and can work together during emergencies. So to thank my co-authors on paper. Thanks.
One quick question. Was the poor responder, the ones that were indicated the relationships were not good, were they geographically correlated? I mean,
there was no geographic association there.